Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are putting the live back into live and local. We took you live to the White House and the President's news conference, where he revealed to Peter Doocy and the world that, no, we're not going to pay illegal immigrants $450,000 if they were separated from their family. The President said we're not going to do this. Now, maybe we're going to give them $400,000, and it was just kind of a bold-faced lie. I happen to think it's probably a bold-faced lie. I would have followed up with a question of, well, if you're not paying $450,000, how much are you paying? We'll talk about that with Chuck Muth. He's the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. We'll get a chance to visit with him. He's made the move. Noon till 3. This is so exciting. We're on the cusp of something here, folks. And by the way, Virginia was just a milepost. It's not the destination. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Campaign observers are trying to assess the results of yesterday's election, which saw Republicans trounce Democrats in Virginia. Political science professor James Thurber says for the Virginia governor's race, issues mattered.
Voters were paying attention to the issues that were hitting them directly, 18 months of schools being shut down, the price of gasoline going up, inflation happening, nothing really happening that they could see on Capitol Hill. It was gridlock. All of that made a difference in this race.
Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin, virtually unknown a year ago, won the Virginia governor's race, while Winsome Sears, the GOP candidate for lieutenant governor, defeated the Democrat Hannah Ayala. The race for state attorney general is very tight, with Republican Jason Miaris maintaining a slight lead over Democratic incumbent Mark Herring. Minneapolis voters have reelected Mayor Jacob Frey after a bitter race that focused on calls for changes to policing.
17 candidates ran for mayor in Minneapolis, including many who took issue with the way incumbent Democrat Jacob Frey handled changes to the police department since one of its officers killed George Floyd last year. Election night results put Frey with about 43% of the overall vote, and he collected enough additional votes as voters' second or third choice under the ranked choice system for election officials to announce him the winner. The mayor positioned himself as an opponent of an amendment to replace the police department with a new public safety unit. Voters defeated that proposal with about 56% opposed. Analysts say the passage of a separate amendment strengthening the mayor's powers means failure to reform policing will fall squarely on Frey's shoulders next election cycle. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 105 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index rose by 161 points, with the S&P 500 advancing by 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, Las Vegas. My name is Sonia. You can call me Sid for short. Are you unhappy with your water? Tired of dry, itchy skin? Yuck, and smelly water. P.U. Not me, not a chance. My skin is soft and I drink lots of pure water. Thanks to my grandpa. He can help you too. He's giving away free water tests plus a free drinking water system. I trust my grandpa. You should too. Call Elite Water today. 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873. Ask for Sid's deal. Hey, that's me. Thanks, Las Vegas.
Install answer. Homeowners only. Water test completed.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
It's 2:05. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, stern words from the Clark County Commissioner Michael Neft, describing the situation. This was not an accident. It was a choice. Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs now faces felony charges in connection with yesterday morning's fiery crash, which killed a 23-year-old local woman. Police officials say Ruggs was speeding in his Corvette. Some estimate up to 156 miles per hour going north on Rainbow Boulevard when he veered into the right lane near Spring Valley Parkway, slamming into the back of that RAV4, causing that SUV to burst into flames, trapping the driver inside. The woman died at the scene. Police say Ruggs showed signs of impairment. He now faces charges of DUI resulting in death and reckless driving. Ruggs has been released by the Raiders, who along with the NFL expressed their condolences to the family of that woman who died in that crash. Just one day after it went into the substantial category for COVID-19 transmission, Clark County now returns to the high-risk zone. A seven-day moving average jumped up to 119 people per 100,000.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Overall, not too bad on area freeways this afternoon. You're up to pretty much freeway speeds there on the 15, the 95, and the 215, but You're going to find some bumper-to-bumper action there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Making the move with us to noon till 3. So exciting to be with you. Kevin Wall with you. And joining us now, a guy that's made the move with us. We're so happy he did. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, who joins us. How's it feel doing this thing 3 hours earlier?
Well, I usually came on at 3, so I'm only 1 hour earlier. But
that's true.
Thank goodness for last night, or you and I wouldn't have anything to talk about today.
I know. Well, and we even dipped into the president's news conference live, something we couldn't do at 3 to 6. So I'm just happy you're with us. What did you make of what happened? And first of all, as a Republican, but secondly, as a political consultant, what did you see in the results of last night in Virginia?
Well, before we get to that, Kevin, I want to congratulate you. I understand you received an award of some sort recently. I'm guessing your audience knows about it, right?
Yes. I was inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Association, NBA, Hall of Fame, and went in on, was inducted on Saturday down at the Four Seasons, big gala. It was a lot of fun, and I'm really deeply appreciative of the NBA for inducting me into their Hall of Fame. Really cool.
That is just awesome and well-deserved, and congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So tell me what happened last night.
So, yeah, I think everybody was on pins and needles. We watched for the past week to 10 days, closing in Election Day. It looked like Youngkin, the Republican in Virginia's governor's race, had pulled ahead of Terry McAuliffe. But I think we're all a little bit jaded about these polls and very suspicious, so none of us really wanted to get too excited about the possibility. And even during the whole course of the evening, we kept waiting for those ballots to come in from around the outskirts of Washington, D.C., where all the government workers work. And those votes at the very end did make the race closer, but it wasn't enough. And people can't say that it was for poor turnout. Turnout was up across the board for both parties. And it was just, Youngkin just beat Terry McAuliffe. All the people that he brought in the President of the United States, Joe Biden. He brought in the Vice President, Kamala Harris. He brought in Barack Obama. And none of it was enough. The people of Virginia had seen enough of the Biden administration and where he's taken us since last January. And I wrote in my column today, it wasn't an awakening, it was a reckoning. And
wow.
Parents have had enough, taxpayers have had enough, and they made their voices heard yesterday.
I'm curious, the right track, wrong track, which you can explain, the right track, wrong track, 64% of the folks in the exit polling in Virginia said we're on the wrong track. What does that tell you about the electorate? And are they mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore? Is that what this amounts to?
Well, what should tell everybody is that right track, wrong track is a national sentiment. That people are talking about whether or not they're on the right track or the wrong track for local politics. This is all about Joe Biden. It's about gas prices going through the roof. It's about Bidenflation. It was about the catastrophe that was the Biden withdrawal from Afghanistan. It's the ongoing, never-ending COVID stuff with the forced mandate, the forced vaccinations. All of these things contributed to the voting electorate in Virginia pretty much getting rid of all the Democrats. I mean, it was a real referendum on Democrat leadership at the national level on down, all the way down to the school board. In addition to Mr. Youngkin winning the governor's race, you had the first African-American black woman to ever win a statewide race in Virginia. You had a Latino man, a Cuban-American, whose family fled Castro in the 1960s, won the seat for attorney general. And if everything holds up right, I believe that Republicans are going to retake the House of Delegates in the Nevada legislature. So it really was. This wrong track is something that you can pin definitely right on Biden and the Democrats in Congress, and it's filtered down into the electorate. And if it continues this way, it's going to be a very, very good night for Republicans nationally next year.
And by the way, the president at a news conference just about an hour ago, and we carried some of it live, refused to take the blame. Are you surprised?
Oh, no, not surprised. Of course, he's not going to want to take the blame. I'm not even sure he really knows what happened.
He was asleep at that hour.
Yeah, I mean, he slept through that whole climate control thing, which is supposed to be the existential threat that's going to end humanity as we know it. And he fell asleep during the conference. Also, that conference, just as a side note, it was amazing. This was a whole conference about climate change. And I love the video, the aerial footage of Joe Biden's 85-vehicle escort taking him to that conference. I mean, these people, they just have no shame whatsoever. The hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Well, and the fact that neither China nor Russia sent their chief executives to the G20. I mean, and nobody was there.
No, and those are probably the two worst polluters on the planet. They didn't participate. And if everybody will remember, Donald Trump removed the United States from the Paris Climate Accords, and after removing them, the pollution in our country dropped. We're getting better, and yet the countries who are still polluting the rest of the world didn't even show up for this climate conference, and we're all supposed to take this seriously because Greta Thunberg says so.
Oh, yeah. You are a political consultant in addition to an author and a writer, but I got to ask you, your candidates in the midterm that you'll be working with and for, what is going to be your advice based on what you've seen in Virginia? You've also seen it in New Jersey, a very, very blue state. What is the message, and can we transfer this to 2022?
Oh, absolutely. First, they should tie every Democrat that they're running against to Barack Obama, Barack Obama too, but Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Terry McAuliffe. I mean, this is the face of failure in this country. This is something that the Democrats have done successfully to Republicans over many years, dating at least back to where I was a puppy in this business with Newt Gingrich. I mean, every Republican candidate, they tried to wrap Newt Gingrich around their neck with different levels of success, and I think that's what candidates have to do here. It's clear that the Biden administration has us going in the wrong direction. It's an utter miserable failure. It's not going to get better anytime soon, and Republicans have to just keep reminding the electorate, these are the people who are destroying this country. These are the people who are hurting your lives and your livelihoods, and that's the winning message.
Do you think, so in other words, a year is like a lifetime to most of us in politics. So much can happen. But you believe that what happened last night is that there is going to be an impact on our politics here in Southern Nevada and across the state?
It absolutely will. There's no question in my mind it's going to be a big factor. And that's why we already saw that Governor Sisolak and Senator Cortez Masto were already in trouble with their primary challengers within the margin of error in some polling that was done last month. And that was before this disaster last night. I think that, in a way, Kevin, a lot of people felt this way. They felt that, hey, we need to come back. We need to stop this. You know, we lost our opportunity in 2020, or it was stolen from us, and I believe it was stolen from us for a lot of different reasons. But I think people were just, you know, not sure that they could make a difference, especially after the Georgia Senate elections, losing those two back in January. Last night has reminded people that, yes, when Republicans turn out to vote, Republicans can win. They can even beat the margin of cheating if it occurs. And so I think it is going to have a big impact in every state across the country. They're going to see what happened in New Jersey. They're going to see what happened in Virginia. They're going to see what happened in some of the other city elections around the country. And they're going to say, yeah, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to stay home. I'm going to stay in the fight. And they're going to show up and vote in 2022.
Let's play devil's advocate. You are consulting Catherine Cortez Masto or Steve Sisolak. What are you telling them today? What is it you learned that can help them avoid some of the pitfalls that befell Terry McAuliffe?
Oh, I would tell them absolutely embrace Joe Biden. I mean, campaign with him every chance you get. Have Kamala Harris come in here, vote for every bad bill you've got in Congress, and keep calling conservatives and Republicans racist, because that really seemed to work yesterday. Also, I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm not about to give those two any help whatsoever on how to win their elections. We've got a state to save and a country to save.
I'm with you. More to come. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk about an up-and-comer and is running for a assemblyman office. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity. With the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
news. It's insurance season. Open enrollment is here. Bad news? COVID is expected to push your rates higher. Pro Insurance has your solution to save your family thousands of dollars annually on your health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services. Small business owners, call Pro Insurance now. With COVID rules taking effect, you need to help your employees and your family save thousands. Call 702-280-6240. That's 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance. That's P-R-O-W-E insurance.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local, our new time slot, noon till 3. And making the move with us has been Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And one of your Muth's truths, you talk about the race that is going on in the Republican Party primary in Assembly District 36, Melissa Blundo and Greg Hafen. What do you make of that, and why is Melissa getting into that race?
Yeah, District 36, for listeners who may not remember, that was the seat where Dennis Hoff ousted the incumbent assemblyman James Oskarson back in 2018 in the primary, and then went on to win the general election 3 weeks after he passed away. The person that they appointed to replace Assemblyman Hoff was a guy named Greg Hafen, and he's been representing the district since his appointment in 2018. But he's been pretty much a nothing burger in the legislature. He's voted better than some of the rhinos up there, but far less than what he should be doing, representing perhaps the most Republican-friendly district in the state. Now, Melissa Blundo, she is a restaurant owner and a small business expert. She used to work for the Nevada Federation of Independent Businesses, and she had a restaurant closed down in June of 2020. They made her into the mask police and said, you have to enforce these mask mandates, we're going to fine you or shut your business down. And she just had enough of it. So instead of just sitting back and complaining, she formed a pack called the No Mask Nevada Pack. They're not against masks, by the way. They're against government mandates of masks. And so she's been active. She's a doer, not a talker. She's a fighter. And she just had enough of not being represented, I think, sufficiently by Mr. Hafen, and decided, you know what, we can do better, we deserve better, and she threw her hat in the ring last Friday.
What does it cost to run for office like that in a more rural setting, obviously, not the big city? But is that an expensive race, or can somebody that's not a person of means run a race like that?
Well, comparatively so. I mean, she's running against an incumbent, so he'll have the advantage of incumbency as far as fundraising is concerned, but I don't think he's got the issues on his side, just as Assemblyman Oskarson didn't have the issues on his side in a Republican primary where the electorate is overwhelmingly conservative. I mean, these aren't wishy-washy conservatives. These are strong conservatives out there in Nye County. So I would say that, it would take a minimum of $25,000 to be credible and considered viable in there, but $50,000 in a Republican primary for a state assembly race, that probably puts you in very good shape. I think that's where you need to be right now if you're going to be in a Republican primary in any of the districts around the state.
What kind of chance do you give her of unseating Greg Hafen?
I'm going to be conservative, since I am a conservative. I'm going to say she's probably got a 60% chance of beating him. Again, he's got the advantage of incumbency, but I think she has the advantage. She's much more personable. She's got a great personality, very outgoing, and she is a doer. And she's not going to be, sitting back and letting him get away with the things that he got away with during the last legislative session when all of these things happened, all these bad bills that went on, keeping the citizens out of the legislative building.